Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. On Capitol Hill, a congressional hearing is underway looking at the January riot at the U.S. Capitol, the Senate Judiciary Committee taking testimony from FBI Director Christopher Wray. The Biden administration is moving to punish Russia for its potentially deadly treatment of a leading Putin foe, announcing sanctions on Russian officials and businesses related to the poisoning and the jailing of Alexei Navalny. Drug maker Merck will reportedly help to produce rival Johnson & Johnson's newly approved coronavirus vaccine in a bid to more quickly expand supplies. There are growing calls from both Democrats and Republicans for New York Governor Cuomo to resign amid sexual harassment allegations made by several women. Stocks in the red on Wall Street, the Dow down 49 points, NASDAQ off 124. More details at srnnews.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park, Rome, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. How do you like the month of March so far? What a dismal weather day with the cold and the persistent rain. Temperatures hovering mostly in the 40s today. Periods of rain today and tonight. Looks like a soaker, maybe 1 to 2 inches. Some spots maybe more than that. The low temperature tonight won't be much different. It'll be in the low 40s. The rain is gone tomorrow. Not quite as chilly. In fact, I think we'll be in the low 60s by afternoon tomorrow. Thursday is the best weather day of the week. Sunshine, high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 60s on Friday. Maybe some showers Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the state will receive 40,100 doses of the Johnson & Johnson single-shot COVID-19 vaccine this week. More than 920,000 vaccine doses have now been administered in Alabama. We expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey this week about the statewide mask mandate. It's set to expire Friday. The Alabama Hospital Association supports extending the mask mandate. Dr. Don Williamson says the order should be extended until more people are vaccinated. And the Lee County community is hosting a memorial in honor of the lives lost following the March 3rd tornado 2 years ago. The Reflection and Remembrance event is open to the public. It will be held tomorrow at noon at the Courthouse Square in downtown Opelika. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in PRCA bucking stock and entertainment by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland. Join us at Garrett Coliseum March 18th through the 20th. Learn more at SLERodeo.com.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. That's Physical Prattville. They spell it in a funky but memorable way. And you will love going there to regain your balance or do a little bit of physical therapy with cutting-edge technology. It's Physical Prattville, F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L, Physical Prattville. Call them today. Call Don Sexton, the physical therapist and owner over there, at 595-9990 for a free balance test. Don and her physical therapist assistant, Nancy Alexander, they do fantastic work with cutting-edge technology. I think they have a device called Genuee. So say you have a knee problem and you're trying to stretch the knee out, regain knee mobility, maybe after an injury, this you can manage yourself. You can literally crank it and test yourself with knee mobility. It's a fantastic, comfortable machine. They also have a walking track to test your walking ability and balance, and you're strapped into a harness so you don't have to worry about falling. And then my favorite thing they have is called Virtualis. It is a VR, virtual reality headset machine that can test your balance in different ways, but also you're literally playing virtual reality games, but they're meant for physical therapy. So they're meant to strengthen your lower back or your cervical spine around your neck. They're designed, these games, to fix certain problems, whether it's stability or vision problems or inner ear problems with vertigo. And, you know, we can lose our balance over life without even knowing it. You might be, you know, going to one side or another. You might not even know. It might not be as pronounced as you realize.
Exactly.
And that can build up over time. Or it could be you just had an injury, a big event in life, and you need to get back on your feet literally and figuratively. Physical Prattville is the place to go. Again, that number, 595-9990. Ask about a free
balance test. And be sure to tell Don and the team there that Joey from News and View sent you. I've had a few folks call me up, say, hey, what's that place? Physical Prattville, 595-9990. They do fantastic work there. Take advantage of it today. 272-9228. Now, you remember back during the pandemic when Andrew Cuomo, Mr. Grabass, yeah, he was getting all this press. And it'd be one thing if he was getting all this press from, say, NBC Nightly News and CBS with Nora O'Donnell, or 60 Minutes with Scott Pelley, because I have a deep voice.
Or Anderson Cooper.
And I have good hygiene. That means you can trust me. Well, I'll be the judge of your hygiene there, Mr. Pelley. But it'd be one thing if it's all these other organizations giving Cuomo great press.
Right.
One thing for the Emmy committee to give him an Emmy for his informative press conferences that spoke truth to power.
Jeez.
But do you remember all these interviews that Andrew Cuomo did with Chris Cuomo?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they were quite the gruesome twosome.
Yeah, and his brother made fun of his big Dumbo ears and all this stuff. Yeah. Well, now Chris Cuomo, because, you know, Andrew, his bro, is in hot water, not only with, you know, the killing of the elderly by his COVID policies, but, you know, he also likes to... He's a philanderer, if you will.
Ooh, Joey.
He likes to feel people up.
It's
a great Prince song,
He's not a smeller. He's more of a toucher.
See, I love the Prince song, Feel You Up, but if you actually look at those lyrics, he's asking permission in that song. It's a key, by the way, with his royal badness. He's always asking permission. That's a good thing. Consent. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing.
But Cuomo, getting a little handsy. Well, but now Chris Cuomo, speaking of his brother Andrew, said, let's see, how long is this clip here? Yeah, listen to this. Listen to this.
Before we start tonight, let me say something that I'm sure is very obvious to you who watch my show. Mm-hmm. And thank you for that. You're straight with me, I'll be straight with you. Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother.
Yeah.
And obviously, I cannot cover it because...
Oh.
He is my brother.
Oh.
Now, of course, CNN has to cover it.
Uh-huh.
They have covered it extensively, and they will continue to do so. I have always cared very deeply about these issues.
Yeah.
And profoundly so.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you that. There's a lot of news going on that matters also, so let's get after that.
So now there's a conflict of interest.
So the conflict of interest is only when there's some negative or truth to be reported.
How about this, Chris? Because you care so deeply and have always cared so deeply about these issues, I'd say you're in a unique position as this governor's brother to do a uniquely tough interview with your brother and say, what were you thinking? But, you know, family first.
Well, duh.
Family first. So thanks for that, Fredo.
Hey, now.
Thanks,
Joey.
For that.
Joey.
What?
I don't think he appreciates being called Fredo.
Yeah, I know. That's the point. 272-9228. Now, there was a great exchange last night. And I have to hand it. I have come around. On Tucker Carlson. When I first started seeing Tucker on Fox News Tonight, and this is years ago, I'm not at my core a populist. I guess I am, but it's more liberty-based. I'm a libertarian at heart. And so I've had my differences with Tucker Carlson on a lot of different issues. But I think anybody worth their salt in the liberty movement, let's say, what is the number one issue? What is the number one thing that expands the size and scope of government, not just their money, like budgets, but also their intrusion into people's lives? Oh, it also gets a lot of people hurt, maimed, injured, killed, and upends family life and, well, could end your life in general. That is the question of war. That is the number one issue in my mind. And there may be a time, this is why we prepare, to use in the defense of this nation
our military services, our armed forces. And there are very brave and courageous men and women who are ready to stand up, who sign up, volunteer. And the fact that we these days and for decades now have had a volunteer force is a virtue, not a detriment. Truly a virtue. And it means it's truly a gift, say, if the worst happens and the ultimate sacrifice is made. It's not, let's say, something you were forced into. But the number one question to me when it comes to controlling the size and scope of government and protecting human life is the question of war, not to mention all the corporate interests that get involved with it. And on this issue, Tucker Carlson and I are in complete agreement.
What? 100% agreement?
On this issue, yes. That war is a racket.
Mm-hmm.
That the masters of the universe, as Jeff Sessions used to call them, think that every war and every plot on God's green earth is, well, for the geniuses at the State Department to help, well, make better. And more equal, you know.
More equal, yeah.
And given, you know, the world is where human beings live and human nature being what it is, there's always somebody to make better and perfect and make more equal. So Tucker got into this exchange with a State Department official. Now, I looked into this guy's resume. David Tafuri, he's represented rebel groups in Syria. He's represented groups in Libya. He is all over the place, all over the world, representing different rebel groups, let's say, or revolutionary groups.
He's a rebel rouser?
Literally. Now, he's probably the guy who's like at the State Department Christmas cocktail party, say, in Egypt, and like, hey, come on down to the embassy. I like you because, you know, you want to overthrow Assad. Or at the time, it was Hosni Mubarak in Egypt. That worked out well, right?
Hey, Steve, hold on just a minute.
So, don't get me wrong. Guys like Tafuri here that you're going to hear Tucker Carlson go back and forth with, they're very brilliant. They're talented. They're intelligent. They're talented. Well-spoken. Well-connected. There's a reason they do what they do and have success in it. I don't want to knock their abilities, let's say. They're not dumb people. But just because you're a talented, intelligent person does not mean you possess wisdom. And in fact, I would trust somebody, let's just say, of average intelligence, who maybe has a good moral compass, more than, say, somebody with a massive, big brain and all the government political power in the world. There's something about power that corrupts, that attracts the already corrupted, and leads to these dreams that, well, make the Tower of Babel look like you're like nothing, you know? And so we'll get into this back and forth because I think Tucker holds his own. There's one moment that's kind of funny where Tucker says, name one American city that's actually well-run, looks good. And David Tafuri says, well, my hometown, Cincinnati. And Tucker goes, yeah, Cincinnati's a nice town. So it's not too crazy or fiery, but we'll get into that in a second. But we've got some calls here, 272-9228. Let's go to East of the Rockies.
What's happening, East?
Hey, Joey, listen, thanks for quoting Oscar Wilde from time to time, even if you don't cite him. I love it.
Yeah,
hey.
I like to play that game. It's like, I want the ideas to stand on their own, not appealing to a certain person.
Well, there you go. And nobody has a mustache like Nietzsche. Hey, did I hear you correctly that the governor of New York is a philatelist?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
All right. Wow.
No, I think I said philanderer.
Oh, I thought you said philatelist.
What's a philatelist?
That's someone who collects stamps.
No, he might very well be that. I mean, usually womanizing and stamp collecting go hand in hand.
They do go hand in hand.
Yeah. It's like that guy. I don't know. You better watch that guy around your daughters. He's got a massive stamp collection.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that was the first thing that went through my adolescent brain when I heard Paul Harvey say it 40 years ago. I just thought, that's great. I'm going to go and tell that girl's mom I'm a philatelist and see what happens. So, all right. Well, listen, you guys have a great day, and I hope Jack's doing well. We'll talk to you.
All right. Thanks. You too, East. Take care, brother.
Steve.
Good morning, Radio Free Montgomery.
Good morning, Steve.
Many a philanderer started his career as a stamp collector.
Yeah.
But both of them are sticky subjects.
Well, you know, you collect women like you do your stamps.
There you go. You know, you asked for the special one.
You know, but she's not just another stamp in your collection.
Exactly. Hey, the piece with Tucker you were playing, I'm so disappointed when you ask him name of the city that's being run well that he didn't speak of Montgomery, Alabama.
I know.
I was kind of shocked.
Capital of screams. I mean, he could have just laid it out there. Open the door. But speaking of the Como twins, what a hypocrite. You can have your brother on there and praise him and tell him what a great job he's doing in saving Willie and the world, but you can't have him on there and throw some hard balls because that's a conflict of interest.
Well, and, you know, sometimes you got to look out for family, and there is something about being loyal to those you're closest to. But, like I said, you're in a unique position, if you really care about these issues, to do an incredibly tough interview with your brother without it being gotcha. And you could actually hold your brother to account in ways other people couldn't.
Right, because he's your brother.
Right.
Exactly. And to me, you would give yourself a whole lot more credibility if you did that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to cut his throat, but you could give him some hard balls. And, you know, for him to say, well, there's more news, it's time to move on. How long? How many minutes of each CNN segment did they take up on just crap every time some woman, not credible like these women are that work for the government, you know, solid citizens, but, you know, floozies that would make some allegation against Trump, and then they would spend how many minutes on it? They never ran out of time to talk about that.
And they'd invite on that, the Formula One racer, Avenatti?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, like I said the other day, Steve, I'm amazed that Republicans in these hearing, you know, Merrick Garland, he's probably going to be the next attorney general. I'm amazed nobody accused him of gang rape.
Well, I think when you start to talk about war, Joey, and I know your feelings, I think a great Temptation song, War, would be a good, you know, sure, good intro into that.
Well, I appreciate it, Steve.
Have a good day.
Take care, Steve.
272-9228. And especially on this war question, when you start to look back at history, how many wars, it's almost a rule. When you get into a war, you have your best laid plans, and then it all goes to hell.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to adapt and overcome.
Right.
And that happens so often.
Not just in war.
And it's one thing when it's a true existential threat, a true existential war, and you have to fight it. It's another thing when you are essentially trying, based on your ideology and best intentions, reshaping the world. And it's fights you don't have to fight. And there's new mission creep. Like, okay, we accomplished the goal we said we were going to try to do, but now we have a new mission here. Or you don't actually try to win the war. You're just trying to, you know, fund the people making the bombs. Which, we could revisit Vietnam and see how much they were actually trying to win the war. And it's amazing to me, especially in the last few years, that it used to be, oh, it's the pinkos, it's the pinks and the reds and the commies who are, you know, with code pink, you know, Bush lie, people died, and all this stuff.
Kill a commie for mommy.
But in the last few years, I've been very happy to see, and I think this started with the Ron Paul movement, and Trump he took over that movement in some ways, where there are a lot of veterans who have served in these different theaters of war since after 9/11, who are now vociferously anti-war, more so, and in a way because of their experience, can be more anti-war or these particular perpetual wars than I can, because they've been there. They have the experience. I think that's a healthy development, that those who have actually served in these conflicts,
sure,
have a seat at the table saying, what are we doing? And it shouldn't be the masters of the universe running everything. We're being stretched too thin. We need to get our house in order. And, hey, that applies locally, too. When Steve said, hey, they weren't thinking of Montgomery. I'll tell you what, folks. Montgomery is set for success. It really is. Education is a big if. The education system. But there was an interesting conversation I was having the other day that it is fantastic that Montgomery is the birthplace of civil rights. And I think it's also just fascinating, historically speaking, that you can go visit the first White House of the Confederacy and then walk to where Dr. King spoke. And I think for just tourism, if you want to just think in terms of the bottom line, that's a good thing. Of course, it's more than that and more than the bottom line. But a certain person said to me, you know, sometimes I think the way we represent things, it's real depressive. It's almost like we don't celebrate the progress and the opportunity we have today. And I think that's absolutely right. We have to celebrate the good of the history and recognize the bad. But Montgomery, if it can find that new mission, you know, I've talked about this before, but diversity is not a good goal. But diversity can be a strength if you have a good goal. Like, there have been a lot of studies on this by folks who aren't exactly on the right, said that when an area becomes more diverse, what happens is more people watch TV and there are more marches. But here's where diversity does work, when you have a common goal. So if you go to the same church and there's diversity, makes your church all the better.
Yes.
Because you're all looking to God. The military is one of the places where folks actually have interracial friendships at incredibly high rates from all walks of life. It's because they all have the same goal and they're serving the same institution.
Yeah, we had that same thing when we were.
And so my question for Montgomery is, what's our common goal? There's some basic things come to mind.
Better city?
That's something that that needs to come to mind, that as Montgomery goes forward, the goal will be the key into where we actually make our, well, make our aim. And I'm not, I used to be very down on Montgomery. And I think it's got a lot of problems. But I'm not as down as I used to be. Just got to get our house in order from local, state, to the national level. That should be the mindset, not this continuing to expand and overextend ourselves. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor there in Wetumpka. 759-28-75928 Tallahassee Highway. To be exact, there in Wetumpka, Alabama. Give Dr. Tom a call today at 514-7600. If you have any aches and pains at all, whatever is ailing you, it could be a chronic issue you've just been living with and enduring. It could be something you've been masking with pharmaceuticals or other methods, other drugs. Or it could be something new, like maybe it was years of work and all of a sudden something just gave out. Especially if you have a radiating pain where you can't pinpoint exactly what's causing it. Or maybe you have problems, especially like the thoracic spine or the cervical spine in your neck and shoulder area, can really be difficult to solve yourself. And Dr. Tom Pershing has the experience, the expertise, and the methods to help you with those aches and pains. And before you keep masking it with pharmaceuticals or other drugs, or go under the knife for surgery, why not call a great chiropractor like Dr. Tom Pershing first? Again, when you call him at 514-7600, you set up that first appointment. He'll get your history, ask what's going on with you. If needed, he'll get x-rays, look you over as much as needed, given what's going on. Then he'll discuss diagnosis with you and give initial treatment, and then set you up on a series of treatments. And they have all sorts of options depending on what ails you, like spinal decompression for bulging discs, deep tissue laser therapy, electrostimulation therapy, infrared therapy, ultrasound treatments. They really have it all, and basic adjustments. He can get the job done there. So check out Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor in Wetumpka. Again, that number, 514-7600. DJ, coming back to you after this quick break. Thank you, baby.
Yeah. I love you so much, you see. You're even in my dreams. I can hear you. Baby, I can hear you calling me. I'm so in love with you. All I ever want to do is thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117 or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yourself in a democracy.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to the phones and talk to DJ. Hey, DJ.
Hey there, it's DK, by the way.
DK.
No big deal. Yeah, it's just my initials and my first and last name.
There we go.
But the reason I called was to tip my hat to the Tupperville crew because I got one of those canned calls this morning from the Tupperville camp and from Tupperville's voice reminding people to get out and vote in the state election, which, you know, some of these mundane things that haven't called life I'd forgotten about. So that reminded me. So that's two more votes that the conservatives will get to. And maybe this is a reminder to some other folks listening that don't just talk about it, go vote, rain or not. Throw your hat in the ring and do something. And thank you guys, and thank you for your remarks about the military and the and opinions on war, because most people in this world that are against wars, people have had to fight in them.
Yes, sir.
I was spent 28 years in service, and my DK came from a long time. I was an air traffic controller, and you have to terminate your business recording calls, all landlines, and sometimes even radio calls when required with your operating initials, and that's DK. So that's where that came from. But thanks to you for those things you said about our military. Nobody in this world is more against war than people that have to go fight it.
Amen.
I'll tell you that.
Amen.
And thanks again. Have a good day, sir.
You too, DK. Thank you. 272-9228. Let's start this little back and forth between Tucker and the State Department guy. Because you can look at the Pentagon all day, every day, and military contractors and, you know, the new defense secretary. Mm-hmm. He's not just an Auburn alum. He's also an alum of the Boeing board, I believe.
Yeah, also military.
Yeah. But let's listen in, because it's the State Department that often crafts a lot of these ideas.
Official, he joins us now to assess what's happened. How insulting is this, David, at a time when the overweening threat to the country clearly is China, by every measurement possible? We're energy independent. We don't need to focus on the Middle East. And yet we're still wasting the time of the U.S. military, the attention of our think tanks, the public's precious attention span on the Middle East and Syria? Tell me why this is wise.
Well, let me give you some perspective. First of all, President Trump did an airstrike in Syria in April 2017. He did another one in April 2018 and another in December 2019.
Yeah.
And For all three, they were justified and proportional. I spoke about them. I wrote about them. I supported them. To your credit, you were against all of them. So we've both been consistent. But we have a divide here. It's really not about Syria policy and the details of Syria and what's happening in Syria and Iraq. Mm-hmm. It's really about what should America's role in the world be.
Oh.
I happen to think that we can continue to project power abroad and that we have to have our diplomats and soldiers stationed in places abroad in order to do that. And when they get attacked, as they did on February 15th in northern Iraq by Shia militias, it's appropriate for us to respond as Biden did, just as Trump did in December 2019.
Wait, may I say, and leaving aside, and I'll even gloss over your claim that it was justified. Of course, the State Department lied about the pretext for the first missile strike. But leaving that aside, China is humiliating the United States globally. It is colonizing the entire continent of Africa and the Caribbean right at our shores. It is humiliating American diplomats by giving them unnecessary rectal swabs. It is a threat to the entire globe, and we do nothing. When a Syrian militia lobs rockets into Iraq, we pounce. This is a question of focus. You can't fix every problem. Why aren't we focusing on the real problem? Why are we wasting time in the Middle East?
Well, I happen to think we can walk and chew gum at the same time. So we can deal with the Middle East, and we can also deal with China. And I do agree with you that China is really our biggest rival, especially going forward. But right now, China isn't supporting groups that are directly firing rockets at our personnel. So we have to respond to that in Syria to protect our personnel. We also should be doing things to prepare for a potential battle for China in the future, in the places like you mentioned, in Africa, where it truly wants to expand and where it wants to put its vision of government, a kleptocracy, in place. And we have to fight them not just with our economy, not just with our U.S. aid, and not just with foreign investment, but also with an ideology of democracy and freedom, which is a countering ideology to the one that China wants to put in place across the world.
We're supine, we're servile, our generals retire and serve China, our largest corporations profit from China, our political class refuses to criticize China. So nothing you're saying has actually happened or going to happen, as we both know.
Got to pause it there because I got to hit a break, but I'll just say this. It's interesting. You know, well, we need to be in a what's the role of the United States in the world? And we can walk and chew gum at the same time. So we can handle the Middle East and China at the same time. But that's not the only things in the world. We can handle Russia. We can handle the Korean Peninsula. We can handle South America. We can handle the rush to the Arctic. We could handle, rising terror threats in Africa. We can handle the Mediterranean and the migrant crisis into Europe. It's like, did I leave any part of the globe out?
Not that I can think of. Oh.
That's always a question I have. I think y'all have heard me say it. Why is it that American leadership in the global community sounds so much like world domination? Well, I know it's for freedom and democracy and all those things that guy said, but maybe in trying to carry out those ideals, you lose your ideals. Just possibly.
Yeah. Possibly.
272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. How do you like the month of March so far? What a dismal weather day with the cold and the persistent rain. Temperatures hovering mostly in the 40s today. Periods of rain today and tonight. Looks like a soaker, maybe 1 to 2 inches. Some spots maybe more than that. The low temperature tonight won't be much different. It'll be in the low 40s. The rain is gone tomorrow. Not quite as chilly. In fact, I think we'll be in the low 60s by afternoon tomorrow. Thursday is the best weather day of the week. Sunshine, high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 60s on Friday. Maybe some showers Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Let's get back to this back and forth between Tucker Carlson and David Tafuri, former State Department official. He's probably still doing some work for him on the down low. And let's get back into their back and forth. It's pretty insightful.
But let me just back up to the Middle East because it's the region in question tonight. Why do we have troops in Iraq? We haven't improved Iraq. We haven't improved the United States by keeping there. Why do we think this will be different from every other Middle Eastern country we've been engaged in? All of which wind up worse. We wind up poor. Americans wind up dead. Why do we keep doing this?
Well, first of all, we have far less troops in Iraq than we have at most other times in the last 18 years. So I served in Iraq with the State Department in 2006 and 2007. We had 145,000 troops at the end of 2007. We now have 2,500. So, you know, a little less than 3% of what
we
had
back then. No, but hold on. But why do we? No, it's a sincere question. We killed people in Syria, spent a lot of money, focused attention on the country. This Biden gets to go brag about it. Because an American contractor apparently was killed there, apparently by an Iran-backed militia. Why was that contractor there in the first place? What are we getting out of it?
Well, there are lots of reasons. First of all, we have troops there to fight ISIS. And ISIS is still in northern Iraq and in Syria. And ISIS is an existential threat to the U.S., to our interests. Sure. It can strike at Americans. It's also an existential threat to our way of life, to rule of law.
Hold on. How is ISIS an existential? And, you know, I'm not putting in a good word for ISIS here, obviously. But existential means to threaten the existence of something. An existential threat is something that threatens to end you. How does ISIS pose an existential threat to the United States?
Because ISIS in 2014 and 2015 set up an Islamic caliphate that had as its stated goal to take over the Middle East and Europe. They had plans at one time to try and attack Italy. They killed many Americans, as you know.
I'm sorry.
They took thousands of people hostage.
I'm not flacking for ISIS. I'm just saying, when you say they pose, I mean, let's use words carefully because we're talking about human lives and American policy here. They're not an existential threat to the United States. There's only one country that's an existential threat. There's only one country that can make my family obey, and that's China, as you well know. So again, I know everybody in foreign policy world was trained, like a previous generation was trained to focus on Russia, the next on the Middle East. Why can't we wake up and face the actual threats right in our face, rather than refighting wars that we've lost?
But you can't possibly be saying that we should only focus on one threat and ignore all of the others. ISIS is a threat.
Washington, D.C. is filled with homeless people and garbage on the streets. Like, we're not good at fixing stuff. So, like, actually, we don't have the bandwidth to fix the world. And by the way, can you name one city in the United States, the Democratic Party? I don't want to be partisan or anything. I'm just being honest. This is a war cheered on by Democrats. Name one city in the United States they've improved. Just one. Go ahead. I'll wait.
My hometown, Cincinnati. It's run by Democrats.
Huh, that's a pretty nice town, I gotta say. Okay.
I love that, because that guy was not expecting that at all.
No.
And it just completely disarmed him.
No, but there's a point there. How are we supposed to police and change the world if in so many backyards of the United States and towns, there are certain streets you can't walk down safely?
No matter your race.
Yeah. No, it's not a racial issue.
No, it's not a racial issue. It's just no matter your race, it's just not safe for anyone to go down that. That's right.
I mean, there is something just so off-kilter about where the United States federal government, in particular its foreign policy, and the way they're acting right now is though they're occupying the United States. They've essentially set up a green zone around the Capitol. They're talking about expanded domestic terrorism powers to spy on American citizens. What's next, the drones? Good God. So I think Tucker makes a good point. And you know...
What, that Cincinnati's not that bad of a town?
Yeah. No, how have we made these places better? And how has it made the United States safer? In a better position to defend its people and enrich the lives of its people?
Now, should that always be your government's goal, Joey?
To enrich the lives of its people?
Make the citizens' lives better and then to enrich them.
There are different theories on that. I tend to think, the basic point and purpose of government goes back to the Declaration, a very classical liberal understanding. The point of government is to ensure rights and individual liberties.
But you would you not?
But there are a lot of governments, and this goes back to the Roman Empire. I mean, the point of ruling is to serve the health of the people.
Right.
But when you make that the goal, there are ways it becomes tyranny fairly quickly.
Sure.
That's why I'm much more say the government should be there to protect liberties, protect basic rights. If you have to engage with the government, it needs to expand civil rights. There's a difference between a civil right, so to speak, like voting, and a natural individual right, the freedom of speech or freedom of conscience. But I think our government should focus basically on the rights, and I think too much is trying to get into the game of, it's not even enrichment, it's almost like a therapeutic approach. Okay, you're going through something, let's put a government salve on it in order to make, like two old goats that Greg puts on his, feet that hurt.
Right.
It's the government administering it all the time. And I look at State Department guys like this guy, and he's a good sport for going on Tucker, but like I said, a lot of these folks are talented, they can be charming, all this stuff. It's not like when you meet them, oh, this is an evil SOB.
No.
But it's, all that opium being produced in Afghanistan, it's leading to too much hopium.
Record crops.
It's just hopium that, if we just spend more money and time and blood and treasure in the Middle East and elsewhere, everything will be great and we'll see democracies popping up all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but even the democracies all around the world don't seem to be respecting freedom of speech anymore or some of the basic individual rights. So we'll see where it goes, but I don't share. I haven't been smoking the same hope, that this fella's been smoking.
I see.
Or folks like Liz Cheney.
They got government issues. Hope dope.
Yeah. 272-9228. Heirloom Jewelers, sponsor of this part of News and Views from 9 till noon. Why don't y'all stop by, say hello to Troop Booth, see what they currently have in stock there. Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers specialize in fine antique, the very best antique and estate jewelry pieces from all over the United States. And whether you buy in person at 6948 Vaughan Road here in Montgomery or online at heirloomjewelers.com, be sure to say my name.
Joey.
That's right. That's my name, Joey. Online, just spell it out when you check out, J-O-E-Y. Or just say, hey, Joey sent me, Troop. You'll get 10% off whether you buy in person or online when you use the promo code
Joey.
And also right now, Troop Booth is looking to buy from you. So especially anything that is in mint condition, of course, it's the classics like gold and diamonds.
Definitely.
You can get top dollar for, a lot of money for. But even if you have old jewelry that you think's a bunch of junk, that's why you never wear it. Well, you won't know what it's actually worth until you go see the expert like Troop Booth. His expertise, he'll be able to look it over. He'll offer you a value right then and there. I'll give you an offer. And if you agree to that value then and there, you'll get paid. They'll give you a check to deposit at your earliest convenience.
That's nice.
It's very convenient. And, hey, it's always good to have a little bit more walking around
money. Oh, you bet.
So check them out today. Heirloom Jewelers, heirloomjewelers.com. Showroom, 6948 Vaughan Road. When you're heading east on Vaughan Road, just when you cross over Bell, it's on your right at Vaughan and Watchman Circle. Or you can also give them a call, 260-0066. Appreciate you, Troop Booth. Appreciate Heirloom Jewelers. And all the folks that have already gone by there, they're a fantastic sponsor for News and Views from 9 till noon. We'll be right back. Final segment coming up.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move called MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Closing moments here of News and Views on a Tuesday morning, a wet and rainy, stormy Tuesday, as you said earlier, Eddie. Does it affect your mood?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, likewise. I didn't want to get out of bed this morning. I got plenty of energy, plenty to cover, but it's just
the motivation factor. Like the sun meets you and that kind of greets you and wakes you up. The cloud is like, oh, I still got 10 more minutes of sleep.
And it's a cold rain.
Yeah.
It got cooler all of a sudden.
It's good for loving.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I'll be working all day, but I hear days like
this. No, you hear. You heard tell of it.
Yeah, I had a doctor tell me one time, these are the days.
Right.
I was like, what kind of days? These are the days that babies are made.
So let's end where we began. Do you think Joe Manchin really means never? He's never, ever going to change his mind on the filibuster?
No, I think he means that right now today, but as we know with politicians, his mind is...
Well, the line has been that the filibuster is a Jim Crow relic.
Why do they say
and,
that?
And Robert Reich has been saying the filibuster is a tool of white supremacy.
How is that?
Well, I mean...
Educate me on
it. Well, but think about it, Eddie. The best way to fight white supremacy is to make it easier for majorities to silence minorities.
That's what I mean. I don't get.
Well, because there were certain things during the early 20th century and into the civil rights era where people filibustered.
Stuff. No doubt.
Yeah.
I get that, but we're not there anymore. That doesn't mean that this tool should be thrown out.
Right, and the filibuster I don't believe existed really in the early republic because you didn't have the same sort of... Two-party. You had two parties, but you had more regional factions and interests within the Senate. So they were more deliberative back then. Not as much today. No, I don't think, unless they have something really big on Manchin, I don't think he budges. And I think to his credit, maybe to his own enrichment, he can be quite a power broker going forward.
He is a politician, right?
Right. Well, and we'll see if Sinema budges as well, so... Maybe they'll come up with something on her. You know, they're taking out Andrew Cuomo with a sex scandal. Maybe they'll hit her with one. Maybe Manchin as well.
And that's
man, what if they caught the two of them together?
That's so something we talked about earlier. It wasn't the fact that Cuomo's a serial killer. It's a sex scandal.
Right. Yeah, priorities.
Was it because that was a second strike?
Right.
I mean, what?
Who the hell is calling me from Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts?
Ooh, I know. Take that call.
Yeah? You know somebody at Buzzards Bay?
I might owe him $20.
Wait, is it my car warranty? God. Though the carrier, I'm on Verizon. They do now have if somebody calls you...
spam meter?
Well, no, they have a check mark if somebody's been verified.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you miss a call and it's a number you don't have saved, you'll have a check mark saying, hey, this ain't spam. And usually that's pretty accurate.
Because, I've seen the spam meter go off when some people call me. And I did answer one to find out. And you know who it was? About my car warranty.
Well, didn't the AC just go out?
Pretty much. Wrong car. Wrong warranty.
Well, Eddie, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Joey.
Thank you all for listening. Dan Morse with the Dan Morse Show. Up next.